July 11, 1977, Peggy Bulger interviewing Harry Cooper on the grounds of the Stephen Foster Center about turpentining in North Florida.
That's pride, I believe. Well,
and is this pride. Cypress?
No.
No.
This piece is Cypress.
Right.
I split it out, you know, when it was nailing it. That's why I told him to put this piece here on there to kind of reinforce it so if anybody wanted to go up on the ramp.
Ramp about 5 feet tall, and then you put your skid poles?
I got them back there, letting them get seasoned where, you know, the tar won't stick to you because I peel them.
Are they pine poles?
Pine poles.
Oh,
13 feet long. I believe you had 13 feet. Then generally it'll be from 13 to 14 feet long, you know, on a Hoover wagon. It's like if you're going to haul your stuff. If you're hauling your stuff with a Hoover wagon, you need a skid pole about that length. But if some truck body is modernized this high, you know, you need about a 15 or 16 foot pole. The longer your pole is, the more easy it is on you to rolling it up on the wagon.
Would you put it on this end?
Well, not this end. Well, you could, but round on this side or this side would be the best. That's why I put this here up here, you know, because this weak. Now, this is the side right here. You could see how I got this reinforces up under there?
Oh, yeah.
And here's stop, too.
That's...
You can get up on it.
Really? That's great.
You don't
want
to get up there, but you could.
Yeah.
Get a hold of you. All of them been up on the thing. Every one of us been up that one time.
Really?
Little up there.
That's sturdy.
And this too.
And how big would you say this is? How many feet by how many feet is that platform?
You know, I done forgot now. Seemed to me like it's 10 feet, I believe. It was 10 and a half feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's about 10 and a half feet. About 5 feet wide.
How long did it take you to build?
Well, we'd be doing first one thing and another and then come back. First one thing and another and then come back. We could have built it. If we'd had what we needed, we could have built the thing. You could have built it in 2 hours, 3 hours. But we had to dig posts. And we had to put them down, you know, level as we could. And didn't have no level or nothing. I did it with a pole, a piece of something like this. Run this
piece
from one end to the other. and
see if it was level.
And I run it crossways that way and see if it was level. I turn around then and I put it on top of this piece here. See, they're about the same.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Considering you had to just eye it, that's great.
It might not look the best, but it's a ramp.
Is this piece of wood stuck on here so that the barrels won't roll
that's why
off?
That's why we put this.
Uh huh.
You know, to let people, if they see it, it'll draw their attention. You know, to where they're going to keep from putting the foot over here and falling off.
Oh yeah.
Or walk off, you see. That's why I put this piece on there. Started to put it back in, but one man said, no, put it here. Because if you put it right here, you see, it reinforces it right across there.
Oh, right over the poles.
And this piece was under the middle here.
Mm-hmm.
That helps strengthen it. Whenever you put, you put one barrel there, you put another one over here. But you have to have enough clearance. So when you get ready to throw your barrel down, it won't jam up against another one over here and catch you in there.
Ooh.
If that barrel coming down there, heavy as it is with that head on there, it'll break your legs.
How many pounds would it be, would you think?
You know, I used to know how much that 500, it's 500 pounds plus the head. Hmm. Each barrel weighs 500 pounds plus the head. The head's supposed to weigh 25 pounds.
And how many barrels could you put on a ramp this size?
Oh, you could put, there'd be
six barrels. So that has to be able to hold about 3,000 pounds.
It would. Six barrels. That's what we would pull on a small truck. On a small pickup truck. Mm-hmm. 6 valves, it'd have took that very easy. But 89 valves, 10 valves, I used to pull 15 and 16 valves on a truck like that old
dump truck. A lot of weight.
You did, you used to pull, if we had them, the truck hold 18. But if we didn't have 18, we'd pull 15 or 12 to 15.
You'd be taking them from the woods to the still?
From the woods to the still.
How far away would that be?
About 12 miles. Go further than that. It'd be further than that. 12, about 18 miles out from the back side of the woods. Probably, you was calling how far you have to go to pick it up. But all of it you pick up would be in the wood because the quarters ramp would be at the still ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd hardly have any gum there after they, after they done away with all of these still, they quit having the ramps full of gum in the quarters. They just ramp it in the woods and the truck would go out there to the, well, they call it a bunch ground. They go out in the woods to a bunch ground, a big area just like this right in here. They'd have 25 or 30 bales in here. And all the bales didn't come out of one crop. Now they come out of different crops that was nailed around, you know. And we'd come in with the truck, probably back off in the ditch, you know, where it's sloping at. And them bales would be up there. We'd roll them bales to the skid pole and roll them up on there. A little kid could roll one of them bales. I'm talking about a pretty good able-bodied kid could roll one of them bales up on the truck.
Real? If you had long enough skid poles?
Yeah, that's right. And the truck down in a bottom like that. You roll them up there easy. I learned a lot of boys how to load gum like that. Young boys, you know, was
real?
Like some of these little boys. I think these boys too weak. The kids today ain't like they was back long then. You know.
Yeah, they had to build them.
They don't eat. They don't eat enough. When they do eat, they eat the wrong thing. They want to eat a lot of sweetening, and that's against the health, you know. Long back and then, you know, kids ate black-eyed peas and cornbread and rice and stuff like that. And wasn't no ham hocks in it. It was fat back bacon. And they
That's
were strong,
good for you,
too,
though.
And they were strong. But today, they don't want that. They want a hamburger sandwich. They'll either go out and get some potato chips or something like that to eat. And that's against them. And they'd eat that the next time, you know, anything, you're sick. But you hardly ever hear tell a kid being sick. If they be sick, they'd get sick from a toothache or something like that. I'm talking about kids that was born and raised on a tap-time job.
Really?
They would get sick on with a toothache or something like that. But they say it was very seldom. You hear them talking about, oh, he got the pneumonia, he got the flu and all that kind of stuff. We'd drink water out of them cups.
Really?
A lot of time we didn't have no water, you know.
Out of the turpentine
drunk. That's
cups?
Right. We'd after a fresh rain, I'd say 2 days or 3 days after a fresh rain, we'd find us a cup that was clear and clean inside looking, and we'd drink the water off of it.
It didn't taste like
gum? No, sometimes it might taste a little bitter, but it had a little twang to it. I mean, it really was healthy for you.
Is it maybe the gum was really, there must be some good properties in it?
You take spirit tip time. Now, soreness, you could be sore in your body. Could be so your body could accumulate soreness. And you can get you a teaspoon with you some turpentine. You know, I ain't talking about the turpentine they have in these drugstores. Turpentine we had long then. They didn't have all this junk in it, you know, for rubbing and all that kind of stuff. You could rub with this, true enough. But you could take it, put you about 2 drops on your spoonful of sugar. And you take it in your mouth, dissolve it around, and you swallow it. And in a few minutes, I say probably 30 minutes, 20 minutes after you do that, all that soreness would be gone. That's right.
Like if you had aching muscles?
Aching muscles, that's right.
Really?
It'll soon be gone.
This is the kind of stuff that comes right out of the cups?
Out the out the cups. But what I'm speaking about is the spirit. The spirit that you get from this stuff. But now you really could drink that water and it'll do the same thing. Same thing. Oh, heck, man, we didn't... Weed water... Knee deep, half a leg deep, ankle deep, all day long, if, you know, if required of that. If your box is running in the swamp, the water would be in mud and water up to there.
Really?
And we'd go in the swamp. It wasn't in it all day, you know. You probably would have run into a little swamp with such as that in there. It would go out in that swamp, come out. Heck, mud would be on your britcher leg long there. You forget about it. That's right, you forget about it. Just keep it going.
You'd have to.
And sick? No, it ain't nothing about being sick.
Hi there. Oh, yeah, it's gone, but you can talk. Anyway, you're going to start dipping those buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need to take a break?
No. I'm going to take a break right there. Come on, let me show you how to, I'm going to dip this gum. But see, I wanted to clean this out the way it wouldn't be dark, you know. I think I did.
Okay, now what kind of bucket? This is your dip bucket?
This is a dip bucket. This here is about that's about 11 time bucket.
11?
About 11 of them. So fill that bell.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it, 11 time bucket?
That's what you call 11 time bucket. You go to that bell 11 times.
Uh-huh.
With that bucket and fill that bell up to this rim. You have to, you don't want it full up above the rim because you put the head on it, it'll run over.
Mm-hmm.
You put it up, this is supposed to put it up, it's going to swing some. And it requires you to put it an inch to the rim.
About an inch
to the rim. And you put it there where you put the head on it, it's got about a head, you just drop on that head. Mm-hmm. And you put it on there and you twist it down it, you ain't wasting none. But if you got it up there, you put it on there and you hear it, and you tighten it on there, it's running all, you're just wasting and losing your stuff. Some of them hate to tote it back, you know, and they just run them over, and here come the truck driver or the wagon, teamster, he'll come along, he got a bucket on his wagon, and a dip iron, he'll dip it out.
What's
he'll
this
dip
called?
It out. This is a dip iron.
A dip iron? And what is it made out of?
It's made out of iron. Well, it's made out of a piece of pipe, see there?
Yeah, that's the handle.
You know what they did?
Mm-hmm.
They're taking this piece of pipe, he put him another small piece of 3/8 rod in there,
mm-hmm.
to hold it, you know. He did that to keep this here for hand holding, and he taking this to an anvil, and he beat it, flattened it out with a great big hammer, and he turned around and he shaped it.
So
and I went and reshaped it this while ago, see? Round way to fit, just like the bottom of the cup is, but he had it flat. And the reason he had it flat, in order to a dip cup they call a koi cup.
A koi cup?
McCoy cup.
McCoy.
That's right.
Named after a man? Mr. McCoy, or?
Well, no, the reason they call them that, they're straight bottom.
Straight bottom.
Had a little angle like this, you know, to hug the tree when you put it up.
Okay.
And they had one nail. Put the nail right under the center. And whenever you put it under the center, but it had a apron, we call an apron, a straight apron, just as straight as this.
Mm-hmm.
You put that cup up under, it had an apron and a gut on there.
Okay.
See now where that bottom gut at?
Yeah.
There would be an apron under that. Crossways this way. That gutter yonder would drop right on the lips of that apron, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this cup, here, this cup sitting under him. And that stuff would fall in there like that, see?
Would get caught and fall right into the cup.
And whenever you dip them, if they didn't snap, the boyfriend make you take the nail out. Take it out.
Take the whole thing out.
And fix it. You did it all day until you fix it. It would snap. And when it snapped, you know it's going to hold on there.
Mm-hmm.
But if it don't snap, anything could blow it off, you know. The wind could come along and blow it off. I wish I had the dollar. The time I owe. I mean, as many times as I have dipped catch that cup. You see how I went to catch this cup?
See,
set that cup right there like that. Yeah.
Okay, you got that out really quick. Now you put that on there as an extra cup in case.
That's the extra cup. I ain't gonna bother that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna let that stay there and see how long it's gonna take it to fill up after the space killed up. Now that there cup there will hold just as much as this one. This cup will.
Mm-hmm.
but it just don't look as neat, you know, as this, but still, it holds just as much as that.
Now, the real cups made out of clay have a rounded bottom, and they'd be easy to dip out with that dip iron because the dip iron is rounded.
That's
when
right.
You dip out of this, out of the oil can.
It's more harder to dip out of there than it is this because it's straight
bottom. It's straight bottom.
But you still can dip it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's straight bottom. All I hate to do is drip it.
Yeah.
Just go to another one.
Okay.
Now you see
how many?
Now see what that cup done there? How much in the bottom of there?
Yeah. How many cups would fill one of these dip buckets, do you think?
I have a lot of them, now if they're full, it'll take about 12 or 14.
Uh-huh.
And if they're not full, you have to do about 18 or 20. About like that little one right there. About 18 and 20. I counted them one time, but this sounds a kind of a bigger bucket. Just like I was saying a while ago, it could be a 10-time bucket, see? But it looks like the same amount that I told you a while ago.
Mm-hmm. 11.
Nate, that's pretty. Look at this.
That's really clear.
Yeah. Yeah, this one ain't quite bent right, but it's all right. Better than nothing, ain't
it? Mm-hmm. It works pretty good.
See what them two? I ain't seen no gutter. See what them two? One of the cups full and the other one.
Now that's all water on top
there.
And that's the water that you used to drink.
That's right.
Okay.
I have drunk it a many times. Many times. And I ain't dead from it.
Guess not.
Watch now, don't.
Uh-huh. Harry, what's that bucket made out of?
Tin.
Tin?
It's tin.
And did you...
If you look at that bucket, it's that heavy gauge tin.
Uh-huh.
You see right up here, it's double. See on it? It's,
you got a double
right,
edge.
Right in here?
Uh-huh.
See there?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw a hole. That's what I'm looking at.
Did you patch it?
He welded this. Found one in here this morning before I went to dipping in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one right there, and he told me he found another one. You're going to let the gum set in until they get ready to use it.
When you were working on the turpentine plantations, when you were really out in the woods, how many of these would you dip in an hour or so?
Well, I used to dip six yonder barrels a day. See that barrel on the ramp?
Uh-huh.
I used to dip six a day. What take me a day?
So
for
you'd
her
have
daddy,
to...
for her father.
Mrs. Thurber's
that's
father.
That's right. If you could look on some of their old books, you see me, I used to dip 50 and 60 buckets a day.
Mm.
These buckets like this, 50 and 60 of them a day. Me and another fellow that call him Paul Gay, we used to dip set barrels, and we dip 12 barrels a day.
Mm.
Me and that man, he's an old man too, and he's talking about, the people today ain't like the ones back in them days. See, I was nothing but a kid. I was nothing but a kid boy, and I dip much as he dip. And if he's best around, I'd dip more than he'd dip. Me and him, I'd dip 12 barrels a day and go out that night and dip 6 and 7 barrels at night in the quarter crop, they call it. And it was clean as this in here, right here, in the moon shining. We'd dip 6 and 7 barrels at night.
Oh.
Sure did.
This is called the gum.
That's
right?
The gum.
Pure gum.
That's the reason I wanted to put up 25. Mm. Of these cups. Oh, see now, you had a whole bucket full.
Uh-huh. Does it matter that all this kind of stuff is in?
It don't matter nothing. You see, if you take it out there, you're going to lose your gum.
Yeah, that's true. So it doesn't matter about the pine needles and stuff.
Now, whenever he go to get and use it, all this will be in the bottom. It'll settle in the bottom of
that. That'll settle in the bottom.
It'll settle right in the bottom. See, you know how to. Now, this not. Now, here's the thing, what I don't like. See there? At the bottom of this cup.
Mm-hmm.
By it being old. See how it look in there?
Kind of.
See there?
Dull, congealed.
Yes.
Why does it get like that?
Well, it they, in general, they boil them, you know, in the wintertime.
Mm.
Boil them out. You put them, they got a great big vat, they would put them in, and they'd boil them. Steam them out. I've seen the time my bucket be about full. And like this cup was here, I'd come over here, I'd leave my bucket, then I'd come over here and dip it with this here, with my dip iron, when my dip iron is good and like, you know, done use it a lot. And I'd keep turning it like that until I got to my bucket. I wouldn't even bring my bucket over here.
you could keep the gum on the end of the dip handle just by twirling it and
That's
bring
right.
it over to your bucket.
See here what I'm talking about?
You've got a leak in your
See
bucket.
There?
Yep. Okay.
Ah, leak. Now, what in the world? You got to find something else to put it in until they get it welded.
Yeah. That's going to come right out, won't it?
Yeah, and I was going to let this just stay in there until he got ready for it. It won't there.
Something else.
This is the breeze. There's a gallon bucket behind the building, y'all know. I'll just put it back then.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in it. And this little old cup hand, yeah, it's got some in it, not much.
How many scrapes are on this tree now?
Well, this in here has a. Five.
Do one a week? Or one
every... We've been missing some, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How many we've missed? Three? Because I was supposed to done dipped them. What was that? Something come up the reason us didn't have but a deer, so and build this thing. I missed them. I'm gonna come to that one.
Okay.
You reckon it'd be a good idea to when a to leave this gum out here, or we better put it over here on somewhere. That's what I figure for this, turn it over. And much harder times as we don't want to lose. Soon as in the morning, I should have dipped them soon in the morning. All that there would have been in the bottom. You know, that was on the top.
Right.
Been in the bottom.
Why is that? In the morning?
In the morning, it's cool, you know, and it's stay in one place.
So the gum drops to the bottom.
Yeah. You
have to put that in a bucket.
In a bucket.
Well, at least now you know where the leak is.
That's right. It is leaking around here now, a little further down there. See that there?
That whole bottom joint probably
needs
to be done.
You need to breathe that. No need of being scared to breathe. Just breathe the whole thing.
Right. Who did that?
Well, I know one thing. I can come back and get that. Now, I want you to come on over with me.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go take this so it doesn't leak too much.
You reckon that's, you know, a gallon bucket in the hole there?
That's more than a gallon, I think. You've got quite a lot of gum. Is this the first time you've dipped them?
The first time.
Uh-huh.
And this and that, we ain't but 10 trees.
That's great. It's a lot of turpentine in those trees.
So it is. Just think about that stuff. That's some.
I think that's
valuable.
Great.
Man, if you had about, I said, If she had about 5 or 6 thousand, oh, you could put your 10,000, but you wouldn't have to work for 5,000 every other week. Man, you really could.
Yeah, you could really make a lot of money.
No.
Your scrape bucket, which is different, which is long and low.
Oh, that's right.
How much would that hold? Like, if you had a scrape bucket.
Scrape bucket, you mean?
Yeah.
Same thing. It holds the same thing, this bucket.
Uh-huh. But then you'd have to take the scrape and heat it up.
Well, when you put that scrape in the bath, they steal it in the same steel that this piece cooked in.
That the gun.
Only that, they have to cook this, they have to cook that a little different, because and you got to be more temperate with it, because it'll scorch, you see, because it bees in lumps, kind of like you're fixing to cook cracklings.
Got quite a bit, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
The bucket is leaking. No, that bucket leaking it, man. See, the bucket leaking it, it'll be all gone. See that leaking here and there. And probably if you let it sit in there, you'll find some old leaks you didn't know was in there. Yeah, some, you know, that water.
Braise that little hole, what you told me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have to braise that whole joint around
the
bottom.
Yeah, it'll be better to go all the way around it. All the way around it. Put on there pretty good. You got to, you know what'll matter?
What?
I want to find a bucket to put this tar in until a... We get it welded. Yeah, we're clean one. See how it looks inside. Mm-hmm. Which one? That one, y'all? Bring that one. Oh, yeah. Now, look at him now, yo.
When would be the next time that you dip again?
Well, about 3 more weeks.
3 more weeks. And you get about the same amount?
Well, this is dog days now. You know, they don't run as good in dog days.
Why?
Getting time to run, it start making scrape.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's too hot?
No, it just, that season.
Oh, yeah?
It has a season, just like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in dog days, it slows down running. And that's when whenever you do something other than, I'll have to show you about that, what you have to do to the trees to make them still run more, run the same amount of gum.
What's the season? What's dog days?
Kind of like if you heard people say, don't crop my greens in dog days, make them die.
Yeah.
Well, that's the it's a season. It's
is
a season.
It July or?
No, it comes. It starts in July. The dog days is the 22nd or what? The first of dog days. Is it 22nd of July or the 14th or what?
We
have to look on that almanac, but. I think it's the 14th. It's dog days.
And how long?
Again, it lasts until about the last of this month.
Lasts until August, one.
Well, yeah, sometime in August. Yeah, it do.
Last August.
Mm-hmm. And it goes about 30 some days.
And it just won't run.
Run more. I think dog days. Dog days, about, is it 30 or 40 days dog days last?
Right, far,
yeah, 40 or 41 days or something like that dog days last. Naps and things, get in your eyes, get your sore eyes in dog days and all that kind of old stuff.
Yeah. And you can't plant crops then?
No. Don't even dig in the soil. It's like if you got greens or anything, don't dig in the soil, don't wick your flowers or nothing in dog days. Don't dig, don't put a hole under you, under nothing you got. You're supposed to go to work and clean them out before dog days come in. And when dog days come in, instead of you digging them, pull them up. If the weeds are so huge, pull them up.
Why is that?
Because if you, well, it's just a sign. It really mm-hmm. is a sign. And that's true.
Yeah.
If you dig the flowers, kind of like they dug some flowers here one time. I don't know if he was here or not. No, he wasn't here, but some of these boys was out there. I told him, I said, listen, huh? I said, you digging them flowers? I said, they're going to die. And they didn't believe me. They went and dug in anyway, and they died.
You know it?
That's right. Right over there, they died. Right to the top of y'all.
Oh, gosh.
They were dead. And so, what you call them told me, he said, how you know about that? I said, well, that's a sign anybody knows that. You're not supposed to even work the crop. Nobody to plow no crop in dog days.
How you doing?
Fine, how you?
Pretty good. Is Doug and Jim around?
Hey, Jim over the administration building.
The administration building, I think.
Doug down the boat, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's the
boy went.
Yeah, he's probably to the boat down there. He's working on the boat, I think.
Do you know where the administration building is?
Yeah,
I think that's where you'll find Jim. And Doug will be down by the boat dock, if you know where that is.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't bother. Now, just let it drain. Wait, clean it out good. What I mean?